Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, and today we are tackling a topic that hits right at the heart of your showroom floor. We are looking at why visual merchandising is costing independent jewelers millions, and more importantly, how you can fix it right now. I want you to picture something. If you are listening to this while driving to your store or sitting in your back office, I want you to do this mental exercise, or better yet, walk right out onto your showroom floor right now and take a hard, unfiltered look at your cases. What do you actually see? If you are like most of the independent jewelers I talk to every single week across the country, you see a sea of velvet. You see cases that are stuffed to the absolute brim with inventory, every square inch packed tight. Because deep down, there is this persistent fear that empty space means missed opportunity. You see bridal rings grouped rigidly by vendor catalog rather than by aesthetic style. And you see a store layout, lighting scheme, and presentation style that looks remarkably, painfully identical to how it looked back in 2015. And I am here to tell you today that this outdated approach to visual merchandising is costing your business a fortune. It is quite literally leaving millions of dollars on the table every single year. When a customer walks into your jewelry store, your display cases are not just holding inventory, they are your silent salespeople. They are communicating value, emotion, exclusivity, and brand positioning before a single human being even says hello. But when your cases are cluttered, when they look like a wholesale trade show booth rather than a luxury boutique, you trigger cognitive overload. Instead of feeling drawn into a curated world of beauty and romance, your potential buyer feels overwhelmed. They cannot distinguish the hero pieces from the filler. When every single ring, necklace, and bracelet is shouting for attention at the exact same volume, nothing actually gets heard. This is a massive stumbling block for independent jewelers who are competing against big box stores and sleek e-commerce giants. You cannot win the battle for today's discerning consumer by relying on tired, cluttered merchandising tactics that belong in the last decade. Let us break down some of the most common pitfalls I see when I walk through independent jewelry stores. First is the vendor-centric trap. Many jewelers organize their cases by brand because that is how the inventory is shipped, or how vendor-backed co-op dollars dictate. But your customer does not care who manufactured the mounting when they are shopping for a right-hand cocktail ring or an anniversary band. They shop by lifestyle, by metal color, by design aesthetic, and by emotional occasion. When you group bridal rings by vendor, you force the customer to mentally stitch together a narrative that should be obvious at a glance. Second, let us talk about the velvet. That dark, heavy velvet fabric that has dominated jewelry retail for decades is often absorbing your lighting rather than reflecting it. It creates a heavy, dated atmosphere. And finally, there is the overcrowding. Stuffing cases full of product does not communicate abundance to a modern luxury buyer. It communicates desperation and a lack of curation. It tells the customer that you are afraid to let your pieces breathe. So, how do we fix this? How do you transform your silent salesperson into a revenue-generating powerhouse that drives serious growth for your independent jewelry business? It starts with embracing negative space. You need to pull out at least 30 to 40% of the inventory currently sitting in your cases. I know that makes some of you flinch, but hear me out. When you reduce the density, you increase the perceived value of every single item left in the display. A diamond ring resting on a clean, modern surface with plenty of breathing room suddenly looks like a high-end, exclusive investment piece rather than a commodity. Next, you need to merchandise by story, not by supplier. Group your pieces by how they are worn, by lifestyle collections, by modern styling trends, and by emotional intent. Create moments in your cases that tell a visual story about who your customer is and who they want to become. Update your display materials away from traditional light-absorbing fabrics toward clean acrylics, natural woods, or rich, textured surfaces that elevate your lighting and complement your pieces. Treat your physical display cases with the exact same strategic conversion mindset that top-performing e-commerce brands use for their digital landing pages. Every case should have a clear hero piece, a supportive cast, and an obvious path that guides the customer's eye and sparks a conversation with your sales team. Your showroom floor is your most valuable real estate. It is time to make sure it is working just as hard as you are to grow your business, build your brand, and capture the market share you deserve. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you are ready to audit your showroom strategy, elevate your brand, and unlock the hidden revenue in your cases, head over to deepearthmckay.com to schedule a growth consultation with our team. Until next time, keep growing.